Welcome everybody to the So You Wanna Get Fat podcast. I am your host, Chef Brian Sow, not your typical chef, and I'm with my co-host,
Frenchie.
What's up, buddy? I like it.
I like the sound of like So You Wanna Get Fat. I can get used to that.
Yeah, and I also like how simple you keep it.
Frenchie.
Yes, I feel like now I'm talking too much. My friend, good to see you.
It's our game, right?
It is our game. Okay. It is our game. It's good to see you. It's been a whole week since I've seen you.
Yes.
Right?
It's Thursday.
Yes.
People in this world know what day of the week it is when we're doing this?
No, because I don't even know what day it's these podcast episodes are going to come out yet.
So should we burst our bubble and we do this once a week on Thursdays?
Oh, fuck. Why'd you have to tell everybody now? Well, there you go. Everybody knows. Remember, don't forget to send us your fan art, because if you can tell behind Frenchie, it's looking a little light
back bleak
there. It's looking a little bleak. Frenchie, I got the fancy stuff behind me, but you, Frenchie, you need some stuff.
That's your idea of fancy?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Frenchie, let everybody know where they should be sending their fan art, because we want to put your fan art on the walls.
Send it to Le Rivage Restaurant. Mm-hmm. So 340 West 46th Street, New York, New York, 10036, and just put a care of Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie. Also, make sure you put a little, number one, have a return address.
Right.
Because the first dozen pieces of art, I don't know, by the time this episode comes out, this may have completely backfired and we got a shit ton of art, which will be great. But make sure you have a return address because...
Should we put a size limit?
Why not?
Well, art can be rolled up, so I'm not concerned about shipping.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned about like...
Well, we said first dozen, but what I mean is, you know, this is...
Yeah, but we don't want to omit something because it's too big. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I think we should keep it to like a small poster size.
Okay, small poster size. But what I'm talking about is we offered a free shirt for first 12.
We're good there. We're
going to send more than a dozen shirts?
We have tons of t-shirts.
Okay, so we're going to send shirts, I don't know, to the first 24 now.
Yeah, let's do the first 24.
Okay, first 24. Yeah. And make sure you have a little piece of paper in that package that says
your size.
That says your shirt size. Otherwise, we don't know what to send you.
And my t-shirts are true to size. So
yeah.
American size, whatever America's, that means.
Yeah. It means they're bigger.
They're bigger.
Means that they can get to the size of a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I ordered a jacket once. I didn't know it came from China.
Oh my God.
It was like an XXL. And, yeah. I couldn't put my arm. I couldn't put my forearm into it.
Yeah, that's very common in China. I lived there for 6 years. And even at my thinnest, I was 180 pounds. I now sit before you at 148 pounds. But back then I was 180 pounds and I would get a triple XL. And it still would barely fit me.
Do they charge for extra material?
No. Everything is haggled there. When you go shopping, you bargain for everything. I hate it. I hate bargaining.
I always, you know, now that I'm fat, I always argued the point before that like fat people should pay more, you know, seats and clothes. Yeah. But now I'm like, oh, I don't agree with that anymore. You know, depends, you know, which side of the spectrum you're on. Yeah.
Well,
what you got for me today?
We got a lot going on. The first thing I would like to show you, Frenchie, is our new collab shirt. Are you ready for this? I took the liberty of getting this design.
I wasn't crazy about the first one.
With
my yellow jelly roll. I'm trying to get that one behind me. God damn it.
I had this made by our dear friend, Artie. I'm going to put his details in the show notes, in the description below. If you would like to know more, if you like Artie's art and would like to get some custom art made, you should definitely hit him up. Great guy. He's done a lot of work for me. I had him.
Took me a while to figure out that he was on the other side of the planet. Because he was like, chef, I'm going to bed. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. He is based in the Philippines. Yeah. Wonderful guy. Some of my brethren. Did you know that I'm partially Filipino?
What aren't you?
Are you ready, buddy?
Oh, speaking of which.
What? Wait. Let's do the reveal. I'm sorry. When I cut you off. What
when
do you
is
want to
say? That, you know, when I'm talking about the genetic thing coming back?
Oh, in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So if it didn't come out already, we did a MyHeritage test with Frenchie to see how French Frenchie really is. Right. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But we did the swab. We sent in the samples. It's, you know, I'm surprised it didn't melt out of the package. Actually, Frenchie's a clean man, but
I don't care. I don't care what how it comes out, as long as there's no English in it.
All right, you ready, buddy? You want to see this t-shirt design? I had this made for us, buddy.
That's not it.
That's not it. Shit. Look at that. That's pretty sick, right?
That's pretty sick. That's our karaoke picture.
Yes, but updated. Look. So I, you know,
what the fuck is on my nose?
What are you talking about? You have a big nose. You have a big Western, tall Western nose.
Is that a zit on my nose?
There's no zit. It's just... Okay, I'll have Artie remove that dot. It's just that it's supposed to emphasize the size of your nose.
Okay.
Okay.
But why do I have such flaring nostrils?
Well, because
why am I so angry?
Wait. Why do you hang on? Let me.
You got to show him the basis of the picture.
Look at the basis of the photo. I was like, Artie, I really want
this. I want you to express this.
Look at that. Look at that flaring nostril right there. Okay. Yeah. Look at that. Look at your microphone.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Look, I changed the booze into a sub.
Sub.
And then,
And I got the French onion soup burger.
Yep.
And you got the sandwich.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Pretty sweet, right?
It's pretty cool, I gotta say.
Yeah. Look at that. That's going to be sick on a t-shirt.
That is going to be fucking awesome.
And we are going to offer this for pre-order, hopefully by today.
Holy shit. Come on. Get fat.
Yeah. Love it, right?
I love it.
When Artie showed me this, he added the get fat part.
But where do you want... Should we put... So you want to get fat anywhere?
I don't think we need so you want to get fat.
Yeah.
Let's just emphasize fat.
It creates the intrigue.
Yes.
What do they mean? What the fuck do they mean, get fat? They already are fat. Okay, that's fucking cool. Yes. The more I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I'm so happy you like it, buddy.
Wait, is my hand like that in the original picture?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What? Oh, shit. Who the fuck knows? Only he noticed
Wait. Actually, my hands look pretty fucking big here, too. Let's see. Yeah, look at those mitts.
Oh, we got fat fingers.
We got fat hands.
We got fat hands. And that shirt, let me tell you, that shirt is rank. That's my motorcycle shirt. You know, it's got miles and miles and miles of road dust and shit in it. That was, and you know, when you sweat in that, that was not pleasant.
Wait, do you not wash it?
It's usually a cover shirt, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you get lazy and I leave it on top of the motorcycle and I put it back on and I take it off.
God, that's gross. Anyway, buddy, I had this made for us.
Oh my God, he's got my, he even made, everybody always assumed that I've lost hair and this is like a bald spot, but I've always had this weird widow's peak on each side.
Yeah.
I have one here and one here. He even got that going.
He did a great job.
He did a great job.
He did. The original one did make you a little too thin. I did have to fatten you up.
I don't know. He's just not used to fat. I'm in the Philippines. We don't see fat people. I can't. It's when you don't see, it's fake. I can't imagine fat people.
Yes, I'm very happy with how this came out. All right, glad you like it, buddy. We're going to get t-shirts made.
You got to send me that because I got to show Blondie that.
Absolutely.
She's going to fucking lose it when she sees
this. I am so glad you like it. All right, real quick.
I needed that. I needed that good piece.
All right. I love you, buddy.
Good, as you should.
You're not going to save
me. No. It's... As you should. That's my version of I know. You know, when Han Solo goes down and he goes, I know. That's my my version of
fair enough.
As you should.
I am heartbroken right now.
That's okay.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Let's talk about some recent events. Some crazy shit went down last weekend.
The rain?
The rain again on a weekend.
Jesus Christ.
So for literally the first, the podcast pilot.
It started on Friday.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
The rain started on Friday. I had my bags in hand. I had ordered an Uber. It was coming to the fucking front door. And I'm in the dining room and I see water coming out of the fucking ceiling light. I'm like, oh, fuck. And here we go. I ran up here. It was actually raining into our studio. There was so much water because we have a two-leveled roof and the water was pouring into this room. That's how bad it was.
Oof.
But I got it done, man.
Yeah, you got it done. You saved everything.
I mean, all the equipment, what do you call that?
Surge protector.
The surge protector was floating. It didn't go out. It was floating,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
How does that thing float?
You know what? Let's not question it. I'm glad it did. Let me put it that way. I'm glad it did.
But you saw, I picked it up. I hooked it up on the, and then I was like, honestly, I'm surprised I didn't electrocute myself. But
so, pilot episode of the podcast, we talked about the state of New York restaurants and how it was raining.
So is this episode one?
No, this is 0.85. I'm hoping to make the next one episode one, and then the website launches and everything's going.
Will this make sense in the world of podcasting?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Whatever. It's whatever we want.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't worry, buddy.
What were you saying?
I was saying the pilot episode, we talked about the state of New York restaurants, how things are down right now.
Yeah, but, as if we needed like a monsoon.
But there was like a 2-month period where it rained every weekend. Mm-hmm. It seemed to go away.
Nope.
And nope. Came right back last weekend, right on the weekend, right when restaurants make all their money Friday, Saturday, completely fucked business up.
Yeah. And even if it didn't rain on Sunday, it was a beautiful day. Everybody was stuck.
Recovering.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, there you go.
New York, there were cars floating on certain streets. I mean, it was brutal. My restaurant was leaking like crazy. One of the windows was leaking like crazy. So I actually asked our boy George to go check it out because my handyman seems to be too damn busy.
Now you've got him going, working?
Well, he hasn't visited yet. Maybe that's why he hasn't come yet, because he's like, I don't know what Paul's going to think of this. You know?
As long as you pay him, I don't care.
Well, he hasn't visited yet, but I need a goddamn window repair, George. So I had a leaking window. Fortunately, it wasn't too bad. It was just that. Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky that I've been here long enough that we've gone through similar, and I've taken precautions for it. Like, I waterproof my basement, because basements here are below sidewalk. Right. So you really need to, like,
you have a sub basement.
I have a sub basement.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a full height sub basement. Yep. Damn.
So that could get creepy real quick.
Right. And but you mentioned that you didn't have any flooding down there. So what were the precautions you took?
I water sealed the whole, all. It's a box. So I created a pool, a reverse pool.
Wow. How much did that run you?
Cheaper than what it would have cost to not do it. Not for sure. That is for fucking sure.
Very good point. Yeah. My house, a lot of my original followers, they know my house has always had a flooding problem. It is in a low-lying area. Fortunately for me, the city had installed a lot of rain wells around the block.
Do you have flood insurance?
Yes, now we do.
But you didn't have it before?
We didn't have it back
and
then.
So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, we did.
So the homeowner's insurance.
Yes,
cover has.
Yeah, covered it, yeah. That first big flood, yes, which was like 2 years ago.
I'm surprised, did they pay anything out?
Yeah, they did.
Surprised.
Yeah, it wasn't much, but they paid.
Because when I lost my house in Breezy Point in the Rockaways, the flood insurance wouldn't cover it. They said it was a surge.
Oh.
That it's not covered by flood insurance.
No, I got lucky. I was able to claim some out of it, but we also did a lot of work to that basement. We installed 2 sump pumps. We tiled the floor, waterproofed the floor, tiled the floor, installed floor drains. And since we did that, and also the city.
So you had to dig out trenches.
Yeah.
Oh, you did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. No, we did a lot of work. So ever since we did that work, the basement hasn't had an issue until this past Friday when it was, I mean, that was a crazy amount of rain. But we only had minor puddles.
It wasn't really, for some reason, it wasn't that much rain. I've seen a lot more rain and we've endured it. There was something weird that happened this time. It was like a lot of like the inner workings of our city got fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
and it just like.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's actually a video by a guy that I follow who talks about this.
I think that we're not spending money and we're getting our cutbacks, and now we're suffering the consequences of those cutbacks.
All right. I won't bring it up, but a couple things have happened. Yes, the cutbacks, right? So the city's not cleaning out the drains. If the drains aren't cleaned out, the water can't flow out. But there is too much fucking new construction going on of these big buildings, but the infrastructure of the sewage system
is not there to support it.
Is not able to support it, exactly. Thus, and also, every time you dig out all these grounds and replace it with concrete, there's nowhere for the water to go.
Very true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what this guy Jordan. You know what? Maybe
that's right, because in Jersey, they only allot you a certain amount. You can't. You have to allow for seepage.
Yeah. So
what do they call it? Porous or?
Here, well, I'll show this little clip right now.
I mean, in the old days, they didn't care about that because all the drains just went into the rivers. But then we created a new problem. Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, this guy's great. I think he lives in your neighborhood.
Isn't he a real estate broker?
Yeah.
Like shows weird apartments and things like that. Right. I know, totally know who he is.
Listen to what he says here.
In Park Slope, cars drifted around like they were lost at sea.
Everybody was trying to navigate. Also, we're getting into deep spots and then we're just kind of swerving around.
So apparently the over-urbanization of areas like this has a lot to do with why when there's a lot of water, it has nowhere to go.
This entire part of town is just one massive construction project.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here's another. There's like 10 ongoing construction projects. You've got so many old
buildings. Is that by you?
And
I'm not sure.
So many new buildings. And the ground here is all concrete. And since the concrete can't absorb the water, the sewer system is really the only place that the water can eventually go to once it winds its way down the street and finds a sewer that's not covered by debris.
There's actually no sewers along this entire stretch until you get to the corner.
And as water flows down the street, trash like this gets drug into those holes. Speaking of which, the sewer system here is designed to handle 1.75 inches of rain per hour. But during the storm, you had rain.
1.75 inches of water per hour. But listen what he says here. How much rain came down.
Falling at rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour. So the sewer system.
We had rain falling 2 to 3 inches per hour.
That's literally monsoon.
Monsoon
weather.
Yeah. I mean, my restaurant has full windows around the corner, so I watched the shit fall. I mean, it was brutal, dude.
And why we're not recycling all this rainwater? Everybody, all these buildings should be collecting water.
I'm sure it's that easy, buddy. Regardless, it was pretty fucked up. You had a leak here. I had leaking at my place. I mean, there were cars floating around.
We got out lucky.
We did get out lucky. Ultimately.
Lucky.
And I do remember seeing rain worse than that growing up. Yeah, 100%. So it's
but it went places.
Yeah.
And you got to think also in the city, I'm just imagining like all those outside structures cannot be helping either.
No.
Shit, I ran out. I drank a whole bottle of water before we even started.
You did drink a whole bottle of water. Do you have to piss now?
No.
No.
I got good bladder. I got good plumbing down there, bro. Everything down there works real good. Unfortunately, works too good.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I make my own grandkids. God damn it. I told you that was my son's joke, right?
Yes, it was. Yes. All right. Well, rain.
Rain, go away. Come back again some other day.
Clips. Want to do some clips?
Yes.
All right. John Lithgow.
Lithgow. Is it Lithgow or Lithgow?
That does say Lithgow. But I think his name is Lithglow, right?
No, it's Lithgow.
Is it?
I don't know. There's no glow.
Oh, no L you mean?
There's no L, but it's definitely Lithgow or Lithgow.
Well, I saw this and I thought it was kind of interesting and I wanted to show it to you.
He's funny.
He is funny. I love Third Rock from the Sun. It's amazing.
Yes.
Ask the prop master, this brilliant prop guy named Jay Duckworth. Get me meat that I can actually eat on stage. And he invented stage meat made out of watermelon with food coloring.
No! All right, Jay, I'm going to try and make...
Why, he doesn't eat meat?
I think it's like some kind of like play, maybe an off-Broadway play, maybe on Broadway. But, you know, if you have to eat a steak on stage...
It's hard to eat.
Yeah, it's hard to
eat. You're going to be chewing,
too. Yeah, chewing and, you know, but this I thought this was super cool. Wanted your thoughts.
So I bought some watermelon slices and attempted to shape it into something that looked like a cut of meat. Then I grabbed some caramel coloring and mixed it with some water and brushed it on. Now you want to go a little thicker than you think because it does soak in. Now once I got it covered in brown, it looked good, but I felt like something was missing. So I grabbed some black
shit. Color that looks like a fillet.
Started making char marks all around the edges, and I think it really helped.
Look at that.
Fuck me, that looks like a fillet.
But wait, keep watching.
Before I tried this, I was a little skeptical of how it would look in close-ups, but I think it looks pretty good. It might be rare on the inside, but...
Are you shitting me?
Look at that, right? That's so fucking clever. So I'm guessing, number one, it's easier to eat, but also it won't make them feel heavy as heck. And it's clearly much cheaper than putting real steaks on the steak.
No, I think it's a question like he needs to get it chewed and swallowed so he can do his lines or right. just right. not being disposed.
Look at how good that looks. That even looks, when he cut it.
I'm telling you, that looks fucking awesome.
This is a whole nother part of like food working.
We need
food.
To repurpose this information. in a type of fool you situation. Fool you.
But so who are we gonna invite to Le Ravage and serve them this to fuck around with them?
Oh no, we do this at your place. We don't fuck around at my place.
Well, I'm not to your customers. It's someone we invite. Oh. Someone that like we like kind of don't like. Like we like them enough, but we don't.
No, you have to get someone whose mouth is watering. An awesome steak. Like we have to work up, you know, we have to do my steak au poivre recipe, yeah. something yeah. like someone who's really into it, and then can give him that, and you're like, fuck.
But I think it's well done.
That movie magic, man.
It took some practice. I did mess up a few times, and these are my mistakes.
That looks good.
That does look good.
I would have believed that.
100%.
Like you didn't show me that from like, and you know. Obviously, there's no seeds. Seedless watermelon.
Yeah, it's a seedless watermelon. Yeah, of course.
How is that fucking normal?
Seedless watermelon?
Yeah.
GMO?
So it's obviously not good for us.
Well, I don't know. What's good for you anymore
Nothing.
These days?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing's good for you these days. I mean, I don't know. Can you get poisoning from eating too much spinach? I'm pretty sure you can. There's got to be some kind of mineral in there that if you have too much of and if you eat enough of it, you'll
All I know is that Japan and... Like a lot of foods we eat here are illegal in Japan, in France, in European nations and things like that.
Yeah.
That's not right.
We shouldn't have it. You keep pulling a shirt like that. Is it so your jelly rolls aren't seen?
Well, I don't want my t-shirt to get into the fold of my titties. So,
anyway, yes. There's a whole batch of artists. I would call them artists who work with food in a prop manner and or, you know, decorating.
I mean, that's a rabbit hole I can go down.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So much
fun. Like, I don't know which show, but it's definitely Asian continent. Well, is it cake or is it real?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it, like, they have to bite into stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
It's really cool. Send us your clips to, actually, this is a good time to mention, if you want to send us any clips to check out, send it to so you'll want to get fat at gmail.com.
You were prepping for our name. Like, yeah. So you want to get fat.
So you want to fit. Fuck. So you want to get fat at gmail.com. You can send us clips, questions for the viewer questions segment. Please send away. We would love to hear from you. And bonus, if you send it in a video format, we'll most definitely feature that. We'd like to see you.
Now, do you have to mention quality? Do you have to mention quality or anything like that, or is it all good?
Well, obviously, if it's that shitty, we're not going to. Well, no, actually, if it's that shitty, we're definitely showing it.
What the fuck you thought you were?
Yeah, got one more clip. I just thought this was immensely satisfying. You ready, buddy?
This looks like a height thing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Hit the tree.
Whoa!
Yeah, that was that was my exact reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very satisfying.
That is very satisfying, right? But just the impact on the tree, like watching the powder come off of it, the pollen or whatever. Look at that powder cloud. I guess that's pollen.
Yeah.
Right? That's pollen, right?
Yeah, it's definitely pollen.
It's definitely pollen. So my question is.
That's why you have allergies.
My question is, like, do these guys purposely seek out this rock? Did they?
No, they stumbled upon it.
They stumbled upon
it? Yeah.
You think they just stumbled upon
it? Too good to be true.
But he had a stick.
A crowbar.
Yeah, a crow.
So it's nearby. They saw it and they came back to it.
Look, that is clearly not from nature. That thing is way
too strong. That's a crowbar.
So they carried a crowbar around with them.
There's somewhere on the internet where there's a famous rock that would have been standing. Like, I don't know if it's Yellowstone or something. And these kids toppled it. It was famous for like being balanced and everything. Yeah. And some kids fucking. So hopefully that's not the case here, but it's still fucking cool.
Well, my friend, there is a new added saga or a new chapter to the Pink Sauce Lady. Do you remember the Pink Sauce Lady?
But the Pepto-Bismol sauce.
I think some of the stuff we're going to see in this video from our friend, August the Duck. You remember August the Duck? When we reacted to hotel room cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
That's him?
Well, no, August the Duck did a little video about the recent updates on Pink Sauce Lady.
And she, what TV show was she on?
Well, she wasn't on a TV show. She had a viral TikTok of her pink sauce, and then she got a deal by somebody to produce this pink sauce.
But didn't she confront somebody on the show?
Yeah, yeah. She confronted someone on the show, and then like with
the host. And then the host had to
the host fucking gaslit this person. And then apologize for it later, right? But we didn't know really what happened at that point. They put out the sauce. It was a complete PR mess because, you know, it was terrible tasting, but also no quality control. They had bottles of sauce explode on the way. I'm going to let August the Duck do the talking. But like I said, there's more to add to this story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Do it.
Okay. All right.
Do it.
Because mind y'all, I was homeless for 6 months. Call me delusional, but yes, I'm comparing myself to Beyonce. Would you tell her to get a job? No.
You are not Beyonce. Let me tell you what I'm 100% sure of. Ooh, girl. No.
Off to a great start.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's finally over. I believe we are finally free from the grasp of the worst internet sensation of all time, the infamous pink sauce. Now, if you have no idea what pink sauce is, well then, welcome back to society. How was that, Rock? Just kidding, don't get me wrong. I'm aware not everybody looks at dumb things on the internet for a living. But basically, the pink sauce viral TikTok.
We might have mentioned this, but if you cannot find that color in nature, do not fucking eat it.
Well, in all fairness, there are two things that will give you that color. Do you know what they are?
Bubblicious?
In nature, Bubblicious is not from nature. There are legit two things, and they originate from, I believe, I could be wrong.
Has the color have to be created?
No, it's natural.
No.
Number one, guava.
But it's diluted. No, guava doesn't look like that.
Well, maybe not that neon, but
it's got to be
and dragon fruit, red dragon fruit.
No. It's not
if
that
you
color.
If you blend it with like fats and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You don't find it in nature. Okay, you got to blend it with something. No. You don't find it in nature. Don't eat it.
Let's keep watching.
Sensation. About a year ago, a woman who goes by Chef Pie made this pink sauce, which is named for its saucy quality and being pink. And there was a ton of controversy around it. People were getting sick. She was lying on the nutrition label. The sauce.
Lying. On nutrition labels. That laugh is so evil.
She probably just copy-pasted it from someplace else. This'll work.
Was going bad while being shipped. There was a clear disregard for food handling safety. It was just a giant mess. But then, just like pretty much every single viral thing on the internet, eventually people stopped caring. And then the tale as old as time, a CEO of a random company over the age of 50, who doesn't really understand how internet virality and products interact with each other, thought that buying the pink sauce would be a gold mine, so he ended up partnering with Chef Pie, and then we got pink sauce in Walmart.
Wow. I remember this.
I mean, he just summarized that whole thing in like, what was it? I don't know, a minute. Holy cow, that pretty much sums it up. Some 50-year-old dude who doesn't understand how the internet works saw dollar signs and decided to throw this person money. It gets better though.
Even experience knows how to fail.
Now that is a pretty condensed version of the origin of pink sauce. If you want to learn a bit more, I'll link one of my videos in the top right corner. But about a month ago at this point, Chef Pie made a GoFundMe stating that Dave's Gourmet, the company that partnered with her to make the pink sauce, scammed her out of everything and was not paying her royalties, and that she had gone completely broke.
Royalties meaning you have to have sold something, right?
Right.
She didn't sell anything.
And she probably didn't even read the contract. Yeah. Because what was the deal, type of deal you said it was? It was a specific term you used.
Isn't it pay as you go?
Yeah, something like pay as you go, right? Like basically they're giving advances. They'll, you know, they'll usually these types of deals, they'll give you some kind of advance, but that's based on.
Oh, she got no advance.
Yeah. No, she did get advances.
She did?
She did. And that's why she's having these problems.
We're going through some articles and analyzing the evidence as we do. We found this claim to be pretty unlikely. And if you're interested in seeing all that, there'll be another link in the top right corner. However, up until this point, we really couldn't say for certain what was going on. It was kind of just speculation. But over the last week or so, there have been some developments, some new videos videos, some new articles that have really shed some light on this situation, and I think it's finally put Chef Pi and the pink sauce to bed for good. This started when Chef Pi released a video on YouTube titled Update, Where Have I Been? Talking about Dave's Gourmet and what they did to her, and basically making what seemed to be a bunch of false claims, which prompted Dave's Gourmet to release a very detailed statement about exactly what happened during this partnership. And, well, it's exactly what we thought. The pink sauce wasn't selling, Chef Pi was being extremely irresponsible with her money, and everything seems to be her fault.
I mean, what would make him think she's not responsible with her money?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I mean,
she's got a very conservative haircut.
Yeah.
You know.
The trust me tattoo on her boobie.
Yes. Oh my God.
Finally put the nail in the coffin of this pink sauce situation, we're gonna go through this update video and then read the statement released by Dave's Gourmet. It's about to get juicy, people. Let's begin.
Please subscribe.
So juicy. The beginning of the video is just a very long-winded explanation on where she's been, basically saying that she just hasn't been on social media, been taking a sabbatical, trying to take care of her children, and get her affairs in order.
So first of all, I want to acknowledge this $120,000 that they've responded to the blog saying that they paid me. So number one,
wait, they gave her $120,000?
They gave her $120,000.
Jesus, that's on them now. That's like, that's irresponsible. I mean, she shouldn't get it, right?
Right.
And
right.
Like, she's
so can you please explain to the audience, typically a lot of these deals, how do they work?
You get the, if your product sells, then you get the money.
Right, right.
You don't get advances. Unless it's something that's genius, but right. There's nothing genius about this.
Okay, so Frenchie comes out with the sauce, right? And then it goes viral on the internet. Then a company like, you know, Ding Dong Sauces comes along that has the infrastructure and the capability.
Ding Dong Sauce?
Just an example, okay?
How does that just pop into your brain?
I like...
Do you know what Ding Dong Sauce is? Why?
Listen, it just came up, okay?
Yeah, it came all right. It surely did. It just came
Shut
to
up.
Him.
Shut up. Let me finish, okay? So Ding Dong Sauces has the infrastructure and the know-how of how to mass manufacture mm-hmm. something, distribute it, right? Well, mass manufacture something safely, package it, market it, and then get it shipped out and distributed and eventually sold.
Right.
Right? So usually a company like that will partner up with somebody who has some kind of clout virality to them due to the internet that seems to be more and more popular these days. But even before that, television stars like a Bobby Flay will put out whatever Bobby Flay's ketchup. Bobby Flay is not making the ketchup and bottling it. It is Ding Dong Sauces. That's one. That's bottling it up and selling it. However, typically, there may be a small advance, not much. Depends on your star power.
If you can
power.
Prove expenses, maybe, or if you have right. a valid reason for having to spend it.
Right, right.
Like you have
which
to
they get into, which they get oh, into okay. why, how she got 120K. But if it's like
120K. Yeah,
so if there are some massive stars that will get
they're
big
lucky
advances.
She didn't take the money and like
well,
PPP out of the country.
Well, let's keep watching. Actually, before we keep watching, so a company may send in advance, but ultimately it's based on how much product you sell and then you get a cut of each item sold, right?
Mm-hmm.
May get a small advance. If you're a big star, you may get a bigger advance, but ultimately the money is if the product sells. That's it. So now knowing that, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep watching.
Wasn't an upfront payment of $120,000 straightforward. It was sent to me partially. I don't know if it blocked out right there because the low battery thing came. But they were partial payments.
Low battery?
So this $120,000 that she's talking about.
You know I'm waiting for the smoke detector to go off, right?
Why?
Beep. Why? I don't know.
Is referenced in the beginning of the statement that Dave's Gourmet released. Now, what I'm going to be reading off of is not the exact statement. It's from a blog that's put it into their own words, but I think it's very straightforward, so that's what we're going to be reading from.
And if you want to hear the official statement, make sure you visit Some Ordinary Gamer's video about Pink Sauce Lady because he goes in depth with the original document. But that video is a little too long for our podcast, so I just wanted to go with August the Duck. Anyway, knowing that, August the Duck is going to summarize it for us.
Put the full statement towards the end of the video if you're interested in reading the entire thing. So, Chef Pi received $45,000 just for the purchasing of the Pink Sauce brand. Part of that purchase, part of that agreement, was that she would have to handle all the refunds because, like I said, it was an absolute mess when she was doing this by herself. And
so, she launched the brand. She was selling it on her own.
But they bought the brand?
According to this. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, August the Duck is taking this from a summarized blog that is taking it from the original document. Clearly, we've done our research, but I have watched some other videos, so it does sound pretty accurate. So this company gave her 45 grand supposedly for the brand. Whether that's true or not, I'm not 100% sure. But the main part is that was supposed to cover the refunds that she could, because she couldn't fulfill all these orders so that were placed prior to them partnering.
They were giving an opportunity to dig herself out of a hole.
Yes.
And she didn't take it.
Because she probably took in all these orders, spent the money, couldn't refund them. People were bitching and complaining.
So not learn and do it again.
Yeah, more or less.
More.
Then, even though it wasn't part of the deal, Dave's Gourmet gave her $30,000 to cover the refunds because she couldn't handle it on her own. Probably because, as we've seen, she's not very responsible with money. Then, in the fall of 2022, Chef Pi was struggling financially, so Dave's Gourmet gave her multiple cash advances that totaled to over $40,000. Now, this part's important. These advances were to be offset by future royalties that Shaw was going to earn.
It was going to be offset by future royalties. By what she would have earned. There is the key word. That is not free money. Mm-mm. That is based on if the product sells, they basically just fronted it for her if it sold.
So it's not your money. Yeah. Like, if it doesn't sell, meaning you have to pay us back.
Yes.
She didn't understand that part.
Nope.
For advances, not donations. So the rough timeline here is that Dave's Gourmet bought the Pink Sauce brand in late January, and sometime in fall of 2022 is when she got all these advances. So we can assume a timeline of like 8 to 10 months where she received this $120,000, which sure would mean this is not an upfront payment of $120,000, but it is an average of like $10,000 to $15,000 a month for basically the entire year of 2022. Keep that in mind.
A huge chunk of that money went towards me paying for Airbnb and paying for hotels, because mind y'all, I was homeless for 6 months following this, in which I kept having a security issue because I was promised that I would receive legal help for people spreading false narratives about the Pink Sauce. However, that never happened.
Okay, so this is something I really don't understand. Why
let's just say they distanced themselves from that situation. That was never promised.
How can you spend $120,000 on Airbnbs? I don't understand what she's really referencing here or why she's saying she was homeless. I mean, all the TikToks she made were in the same location, so I'm not really sure what's being said here. But to try and blame your partner company for you being homeless when they gave you $120,000 in less than a year? That's insane. You obviously just couldn't manage money if your life depended.
I love this guy. It sums it up so well and so quickly. I love you, August the Duck. You are the man.
You see, like, the fact that he took the patience to, like, dwindle it down and, like, explain it. Because that's how, like, sometimes, like, even though I'll be right about something, if it takes too much time and too many words to explain, I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'm wrong. You know? Like, you know, if anybody who's been married will know what I mean. You agree? Huh? You don't agree?
I don't know.
Also, going back to my royalty, a lot of people, like, speculating or putting their input in. My royalty is supposed to be paid to me before any expenses.
No! You have the backwards! You have it upside down! You're going wrong direction. No.
Yeah.
No. You're the last one to get paid.
Yes.
You're the last one to get paid.
Yes. And this is just...
Investors get paid first. No. Purveyors get paid first. Yes. You are the last one to make money. Last, itty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty last.
Yes.
Ooh.
This is quite the adventure.
Can we be done with her?
No.
There's more?
No, there's more.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be cut my check. However, little do y'all know, or y'all do not know, because I've been silent for so long. We've been going through this since January. We've been going through this since January. So I literally have proof as to how the royalty was collected when I received my royalty for quarter
one. So you've been defrauding them since January. So thank you for laying it all out.
Yeah. Fuck. I can't believe it took her so long to explain that in that many words.
It's a lot of that, like, mumbo jumbo, like, you're hoping that people listen to you but don't pay attention to the words you're saying.
That, or you're just having a lot of verbal diarrhea because it's actually simple, but you're trying to sound intelligent. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Verbal diarrhea.
It's one of my favorite phrases.
Yes, I like this.
Right, so I'm not trying to be mean here, but the way she talks doesn't really make sense a lot of the time. What I'm assuming she's saying here is that she's supposed to get a percentage of the sale of the pink sauce, regardless of the expenses that Dave's Gourmet takes on to sell the pink sauce, which might very well be true. However, if you take more than $40,000 worth of advances that is going to be taken out of your future royalties and your product isn't selling, then you shouldn't expect to see any money from your royalties. And as we go deeper into the statement, we're going to see that these advances build more and more and more, and that there is absolutely no surprise this woman is not making money.
When I received my royalty for quarter one, it was paid to me before any expenses.
Wait, now, what example is she using?
What, say that again?
What example is she using that she got? What is she saying? What did you just say? Rewind.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's keep watching.
Again, verbal diarrhea.
That I'm uncomfortable and they know that I would have been hiring legal help. They make this bogus excuse as to why they're putting expenses on top of my royalty. It does not work like that.
Actually, it does.
The sheer fact that she's putting this on social media
is pretty rough. It's pretty rough to watch.
You know, yeah, I could tell you the other side of this equation is nowhere near social media posting anything or like.
But that's the thing. Dave's Gourmet did put out a statement laying out everything.
Through a lawyer?
Through, I think, a lawyer.
Was it worded through a lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. No.
Her diatribe is not a lawyer speech at all.
No.
Right? We agree, right?
It's like, long story short, these people defrauded me.
All right, so I think I'm starting to understand what exactly is being referenced here. I think these quote expenses she's talking about are portions
of... They're defrauding her! Okay. I'm getting lightheaded.
To pay for these advances. I'm not 100% certain, but that's what it sounds like to me, because if we go back to the statement, they reference the quarter one royalty she's talking about. So it says, due to the large advances on Shaw's royalty payment, the balance of quarter one royalties owed to Shaw came to $666. Dave's Gourmet decided to hold off on deducting $10,000 in advances from the royalties due until a later period.
Due to the large advances on Shaw's royalty payments, the balance of Q1 royalties owed to Shaw came to $666.
Wait, she sold that much pink sauce? Wait a second. That's the shocking part.
She would have more funds to cover her needs, and they instead paid her $10,666. The balance and all payments processed have been outlined and communicated to her consistently. Dave's Gourmet then deducted the above-mentioned advances of $10,000 at the second quarter royalty payment. So, what it sounds like to me is that Chef Pie somehow thought that these advances were just free money, that Dave's Gourmet would just write them off and she would never have to pay them back, because otherwise, I don't understand how she'd be confused about what's being deducted from her royalties. It's not expenses, it's the money that you owe to Dave's Gourmet. You're not being defrauded, your royalties are paying the balance of your advances.
But in simple terms, did anybody like literally ask her, like, what did you give them for $10,000? Like, just show me the math of
She's clearly delusional and does not see and understand how business transactions work. Right? No one's going to get into a business deal with you to lose money. You pay your expenses first.
Even though I've done that.
You pay your expenses first, and what's left, you get a piece of.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I think that's the danger in viral social media stuff, is that there's this perception it's bigger than it actually is.
I mean, if you, like, if you sell anything or, like, you know, who gets paid first? Like, banks, insurance company, loans, everything gets paid first.
Yep.
like the inspect, like you sell a house.
Well, let's talk restaurants, right? That's a business we're in, right? As owners, we're the last motherfuckers to get paid.
Always, if even that.
If there's anything left over,
we're happy if it floats.
Yeah, yeah. Truthfully,
sometimes yeah.
Yeah, everything you stated is right on the money. You got to pay your rent first, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, then you got to pay your insurance, your liability mm-hmm. insurance, your disability, your workers' comp,
your taxes,
your EPLI if you have that, which you fucking should if you have a business,
a lawyer, an accountant.
It just, well, some people do their own accounting. Yeah. But I mean,
ends up costing more.
Yeah. But the list goes on and on. And that is why when you buy something, when you order a dish at a restaurant, it is so much more expensive than
the ingredients
that you would pay for at a supermarket. And keep in mind, the supermarket also marked it up because they got the same bills to pay.
They have refrigeration, they have stocking, they have employees. Yeah. They have like all
and all the insurances that we just mentioned, they have it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so we're just like another decimal.
So really what I think happened is her ego blew up because of the virality of this product, right? Because of her TikTok or whatever it was.
She thought she was a billionaire.
She just thought the money was going to rain in.
Yep.
Which clearly seems to be the case.
Did not happen.
And as I mentioned in our our pink sauce episode, I said she probably started spending money she didn't have. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's fucking broke now.
I think she was broke before, added that, and then added the consequences.
Right. I don't think she even realizes how, like, probably seriously financially fucked she is.
Yeah. And they can even go into legal.
Oh, serious issues. Mm. Listen, I don't think she understands the dynamic of her deal with Dave's Gourmet in that a company like that is basically taking on all the risk. They're providing all the know-how to get this product out there, to basically give her the opportunity as the creator and pretty much spokesperson to get this product sold.
If any liability, who's responsible there? Did she take on the liability responsibility or the David or Dave or what are we talking about? Dave's Gourmet.
Who knows? That alone
could be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in the contract somewhere between them.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Person asks for an advance on a check of $500. After they get that advance, they're gonna have $500 deducted from their next paycheck. This is what an advance is. It's not fraud.
In freaking October, I was talking about a whole Barbie themed campaign. And no, we wouldn't have used Barbie font. I know people who commented on that as well. Like, there are certain ways to do certain things subliminally. But it would have been done, but none of that was supported. And
yeah, because Mattel, who owns Barbie, would have been okay with that.
Keep listening. There's a reason why they didn't go for it also.
They got to stop cease and desist.
The pink sauce was built through social media. The pink sauce was built fast through social media. And y'all deserve to see those visuals. Y'all deserve to see.
Oh, fuck. I hate how she keeps twisting it. Like, I'm doing it
for you.
For you.
Y'alls. Yeah. How do you spell that?
Y'alls?
Yeah.
Y-A-L-L-S. Y'alls.
Oh, I would have put an apostrophe Z. apostrophe A-L-L apostrophe Z.
You are clearly correct.
Of course I'm correct. This is
a fabulous sauce, and that is not what this is given. This is given beige sauce.
All right, so I cut out a little bit at the beginning because she repeats herself a lot, but here she's talking about the marketing that Dave's Gourmet wanted to do.
Thank you for the editing. Thank you. Thank you.
With how she viewed the brand. So as she was saying, she wanted to do a Barbie-themed marketing campaign, and they just weren't marketing the brand as she wanted, which is referenced in this statement, and it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, so in February 2023, Veronica requested over $10,000 in marketing expenses to throw herself a birthday party to maybe be featured on TikTok.
$10,000 for a birthday party.
You can't put maybes in... In legal documents.
But listen, keep watching, keep watching.
Requested that they pay for her dress, which was $800, and shoes that cost over $600. Dave's Gourmet did not approve these expenses, suggesting a smaller budget. She got upset and then never collaborated with them since. Then later in February, Shaw attempted to submit business expense reports for personal expenses, like buying sneakers and groceries.
So she stops working with them, but she's still sending in expense reports. Mm-hmm. Even though there's no
agreement. So basically, she's trying to get another advance to throw a sick-ass birthday, a Barbie-themed birthday party.
She is in the now. Yeah. She's living in the moment, that's for sure.
2023, Shaw submitted an expense report that included a request for her payment for her time dedicated to making social media content. Such requests were outside of the terms of the agreement. Dave's Gourmet requested clarifications, but they were never provided.
I want to state something. You know, I posted a video on my second channel that, you know, I am not the greatest with finances. I've certainly made my mistakes. I brought on a consultant, and he is worth his weight in gold. The shop is doing great right now. And I had a lot to learn, but holy shit, trying to get 10 grand to throw a Barbie themed birthday party is fucking next level. Like, that is just completely delusional, completely just, you have no idea what is going on with this business.
That's not to say I haven't seen people spend that on a birthday party.
Yeah, no, true. Yeah. I don't know those people. I think you would.
I do. I do.
Me and my family, we're the cheaper, the better.
Listen, save your money. Save your money.
Sounds like Chef Pie got this money from Dave's Gourmet and then began to live a life
that she could not. What's her name? Chef what?
Chef Pie, P-I-I.
Okay, that alone rubs me the wrong way.
Why?
You can't call yourself, people call themselves chef.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, that's a whole nother topic. Yeah, people calling them chef. We need to get into that after this.
Okay.
All right. People calling themselves chef. Yeah, that shit drives me up a fucking wall.
So based off of all of this, it sounds like Chef Pie got this money from Dave's Gourmet and then began to live a life that she could not afford. Once she ran out of money and realized this, it sounds like she just tried to get Dave's Gourmet to pay for everything. I would be very surprised if this, quote, Barbie marketing party was not just this birthday party she wanted to throw, especially when she's willing to try and write off groceries and tennis shoes as a pink sauce business expense. So basically, the rest of the video is her just complaining about Dave's Gourmet, quote, taking advantage of her, saying that the contract was too ambiguous and they purposely wrote it that way to trick her, which I'm sorry to break this news to you, Chef Pie, but even if it was ambiguous, while that might be an unethical business practice, if you sign a contract that you don't fully understand, you are to blame. Even with that being said, though, I'm not convinced this is the case, because in both of the statements by Dave's Gourmet, they mention offering to pay for Chef Pie's attorney fees so her attorney can go over the contract with her and explain to her that what they're doing is in fact agreed upon.
They offered to pay her legal fees so they can go over the contract with her.
That's generous.
That I want to work with Dave's Gourmet.
Yeah, I do.
We need to work with Dave's Gourmet and put out a Get Fat sauce.
Where are they based out of?
No idea, but we're going to find out now. Dave's Gourmet, we're going to put out sauce. We're going to sell tons of it.
I mean, I've done it already, so it's already a successful... It's already working.
Why can't you let me get in on some of this shit?
What?
I'm trying to do a sauce for us. For us.
I will make a sauce for us.
Okay.
There's a bunch of crazy information in this. Apparently, she wasn't showing up to any of the sales and strategy meetings. She completely quit her job as a private chef and was trying to purely live
off... What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
She's a private chef?
She was a private chef.
Look that up. Where? For who? What the fuck? Does she have a resume?
Is Chef Pie really a chef? Confused my teeth. Is a private chef in Miami. What? Oh, Chef P. Pronounced Chef P. Okay, so he's saying pie.
Chef P, which is in itself a horrible name.
Yeah. Chef Pie. See, Stella is how she's still in her own lane. Interview with Chef Pot P, the Miami woman behind TikTok.
No. There's no resume. Well, like, how do you fucking find... There's got to be a...
Well, you would need her real name.
Okay, wait. Again, she's robbing time from me.
She's apparently already violated her contract numerous times with her behavior on social media, none of which surprises me. This woman has proven time and time again to not be a responsible business owner. She got very lucky with the virality of Pink Sauce, and I think she genuinely thought she would just ride it into being a billionaire. I mean, in this video, she genuinely compares herself to Beyonce, so I think it's clear that her ego and business do not mix. And like I said last time, I think Dave's Gourmet could have given her $10 million and she still would have blown it. There's not a single ounce in this entire video of self-responsibility.
Nail on the head. There's not a single ounce of self-responsibility in all this.
And then, like, do you know how talented you need to be that you could say fuck you to anybody and still get paid?
Yeah.
I mean, you need to have...
Example. Example, please.
I'm not going to use a cooking world. I'm going to say, like, Beyonce.
Okay, right.
Well, I would say, like, a single talent.
Taylor Swift. She re-recorded her entire music catalog, which I think she...
So she could own it.
Pretty much she can own it because she was upset about certain royalty things.
Yeah, well, somebody, like, yeah.
Oh, the band Tool? They didn't allow their music on Spotify forever. Mm. Because they weren't happy with the terms and the amount of royalties that they were getting. For someone to turn down shit like that and still get paid at the end of the day, that takes some serious balls.
But you need to be confident in your talent.
Yeah.
Like, you must, that means that you, when you know you put in, like, you really believe in, like, that your talent, and then you have the power, fuck you power. That's sexy.
She didn't read the contract. Oh, but it was too confusing. She has no more money. Oh,
she, you know what? I'll tell you how she read that contract. La, 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 10,000. La, 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 120,000. La, 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 la. That's how she read the contract.
Totally.
Yes. I'll sign on this dotted line. She's blown
$120,000 worth of cash advances in 8 months, and somehow she's convinced it's not her fault. But is anybody really surprised by this? This is the same woman who was shut down by the FDA because she was sending people spoiled pink mayonnaise and blamed it on the haters.
Now, I do want to show you one more clip. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but there is this guy, Mudahar, who is this, his channel is called Some Ordinary Gamer. I've actually done a podcast with him in the past. Great guy, very intelligent guy. But he brings up a point that cracked me the fuck up.
So, on what subject?
On Pink Sauce Lady.
Oh, yeah. More Pink Sauce
Lady. Just please bear with me. Trust me. Just listen to him.
Hello, guys and gals. Me, Mudahar. There's some people that think GTA 6 is getting announced this month, and I swear to God, I'm going to show you something more delusional than that. Pink Sauce. Now, you might be like, whoa, Mudahar, I remember Pink Sauce a while ago. Well, a lot of developments have happened, okay? This is a story of how to succeed, how to become basically a multimillionaire and then lose it all in a span of less than a year. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do you do when God hands you the bag on a satin pillow? You're forever thankful, okay? Do you throw it away? Do you let your ego come in? Do you burn every relationship you have? Well,
all of the above!
We're gonna find out today.
Admit it, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So Pink Sauce, for those of you don't know, to give you a quick primer, was a sauce first popularized on the hellscape known as TikTok.com. Chef P, also known as Veronica Shaw...
Chef P right there alone is... You don't want to be sound like any bodily function or fluid or... You know?
Basically, it was a sauce made out of a crap ton of oils, dragon fruits. There were bad ingredients.
That's how I knew it was made of dragon fruit. Yeah. Just FYI, I'm not that smart. I'm not that talented. I'm not that good.
But like, it's the oil with the dragon fruit that you get that you... It's
well,
like
the oil...
But he emulsifies the color into...
Yeah, yeah. So the oil is obviously going to like mellow out the color.
So it's the emulsification that gives you that oil. And then have to put stabilizers because I'm sure she... Wait, we saw videos where there's no stabilizer. It's like all glue.
Yeah, yeah. It's all glue.
It's like a...
Separated. It's broken. The sauce is broken.
It's like a lava lamp.
So
a tainted lava
lamp. The reason why Frenchie brought up emulsifier. An emulsion is the combination of two more or more ingredients to become one, basically. Something like oil and vinegar, they don't emulsify. They just don't combine. They will separate at some point. Something like dragon fruit is water-based. Oil is oil-based. They're not going to mix. They're going to separate at some point. So you need something to bind them together to emulsify them. So something like xanthan gum, soy lecithin, right? Even sugar can be used.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So there has to be something there between these two things to to combine them.
That's right. Yeah. When you make a souffle, the sugar is the what keeps it. Never thought of it that way.
Like honey. Honey is a great emulsifier. Yeah. Mustard is another emulsifier, right?
Eggs. So
eggs, right? And egg has fat, but it's the egg proteins and stuff like that that binds everything together.
Go back to this guy.
This was not a sauce that should have been shipped out across the country without the proper measures, preservatives, everything taken in place, okay? Now, people criticized her for it. There was definitely the question of this product looks pretty bad upon arrival. A lot of customers made fun of it. A lot of people were genuinely scared of it.
Oh, I thought he was gonna puke.
I'm kind of thrown up because I remember a picture very vividly where the sauce like exploded upon arrival, or appeared to look exploded. Was not exactly an appetizing looking ingredient. For those of you who don't know what pink sauce is, basically it's like this Pepto-Bismol ass sauce that you put on basically all your food. Here you can see Chef P putting it on pasta, it seems. And while I guess it may look appetizing to some, this is supposed to be put on like wings, everything around it. Now, in regards to her situation, Chef Pie even made this like video that I swear she filmed in this like garage or storage unit, claiming to have like an actual like manufacturing plant that was FDA approved.
Let me grab a beer.
Okay. Want one? No. So you said in that, can you sit back down so the people you're back on camera? Make sure you're centered in frame. Now you fucked everything up. Ugh. Disgusting.
It's my microphone.
Stop, please. You're grossing me out. You said in just now she looked professional.
And she looked professional in that picture. Like if she didn't let her ego get in the way and she just stayed like that and have some pink accents, I would have done pink accents and not talk. She would be a fucking millionaire.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned not talk because there's one specific part of this video that Mudahar brings up that just
cracked. Did she say something wrong?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the funniest thing about this situation was when she was asked about FDA approval. Listen to this one. This is...
Approved? What do you mean FDA approved? I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health. I never said that, did I?
Now, basic English language. You know, lawyers are going that FDA stands for the Food and Drug Administration of the United States. Okay.
That's where Dave Chappelle goes. Gotcha. He goes, gotcha!
Oh my god. I can't fucking believe people like this exist. And they do. And there's many of them just...
But you know what's even... Okay, but now this is sad. It's like there's nobody setting her straight, telling her this.
Right. Yeah, like, there's good no point. One telling... Yes.
There's not even a fat... There's nobody telling her, like, setting her straight. Like, she has to be... She's in her own world. Like, there's nobody telling her.
Unless she's surrounded by a bunch of fucking idiots. I mean.
True that.
I mean, idiots raise other idiots.
This is true. Don't be going after her parents. Like, we can get in some trouble here.
I mean, come on. It hasn't stopped us from saying mean shit before. You know it's fucking true.
Yeah, she's a moron.
Anyway, I just wanted to go over that part. Did that food, you know, FDA approved.
We ain't selling drugs.
We ain't selling medicine.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And you know what? This segues into the next part, which is people who call themselves chef.
Okay.
It seems like you have a few things to say on the topic.
Do you have an example of a bad example?
Chef P.
Oh, I didn't even know she was a chef. Like, I got surprised on today's... And a personal chef at that.
Yeah.
What if...
Listen, she made... Be able to cook.
If she
some
does the
awesome
basics,
food, yeah,
she's gonna have to redeem herself. Nah, but next.
But all right, people who call themselves chef, right? Listen, I'm a chef. Does that make me a good business owner? No, not necessarily.
Wait,
That's something.
Where are you going?
My
issue is people calling themselves chef. Let's just stick with that.
I'm getting there. I'm just saying that. There, just like that scenario is related. Fuck, I'm stumbling on my words. Just like that scenario.
You tired,
one
baby?
I am tired.
You tired, baby?
I am tired.
You didn't take a nap?
No, I don't.
Did you not sleep last night?
I did sleep very well last
night. You're going to get less sleep very soon.
Oh, I know. I have a kid coming.
It's going to be bad.
Right. But just because you can cook doesn't mean you're a chef.
Oh, no. You could be a really good cook.
Yeah.
Can make you you can still be a terrible chef.
Right, exactly. That's my point. That's why I said I could be a chef. Doesn't necessarily make me a business owner, right? That's something I had to learn. But in her case,
she could be a restaurant owner.
Right.
Just because you're a chef doesn't necessarily make you a good restaurant owner,
right?
Proprietor.
Right. I'm just saying that you can be one thing that's related to something, mm-hmm. doesn't actually make you that thing, is the point I was trying to make before you fucking cut me off and disturbed me. And yes, I'm tired. And yes, I am fucking fearing for my life of not getting sleep for the next year. But
let me be the wind beneath your wings. Not cue the music.
No, don't play it. Don't play it. Don't want to pay royalties. Nope. Anyway, yes. So let's talk more about this.
I think we've touched on this.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't know. But what does it take to be considered a chef to you?
Just because you graduated cooking school, you're not a chef.
Yeah.
I hate to burst your bubble, people. You are not a chef. Yeah. You go work in a restaurant out of cooking school. In your first job, you're not going to be a chef. You're going to graduate to a second position. You still won't be a chef. A third, a fourth, a fifth. You still won't be the chef. There's only one chef in the kitchen. One. And this is why I harp about the bear. Like, they're all calling each other chef. Mm-hmm. No. Chef literally translates into the boss. And
is
chef de brigade means... He's like the lead or leader.
Okay.
It means leader.
Okay.
More specifically, but it's based on French, system,
yeah.
which was based on the military system.
Yeah.
And you can only have one boss.
Yeah. One person that calls the shot.
Yeah. There's only one chef in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Only one.
And guess what?
The one who calls the shots.
He's the ones that calls the shots. He's not doing the cooking.
Yeah.
He's the one that learned all the positions as a cook.
That you're doing.
He's the one telling you what to do. But he had to work all those positions to earn that title mm-hmm. of chef. And 9 out of 10 times, they're designing the dish. They're probably involved in the R&D.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They're not cooking anything in the R&D process. They're directing someone in their kitchen.
Oh,
I want you
God.
To make this sauce. I want you to prepare this piece of meat like that. I want you to do this.
For me, a chef is defined by you... are in charge of a brigade.
Mm-hmm.
You see that French pronunciation?
Yes, I heard that.
You are in charge of a brigade. You're in charge of a kitchen staff.
Yeah.
And you are the head honcho in that kitchen.
Yep.
You make all the decisions.
Yep.
The buck stops with you.
Yeah.
And that's, you get all the glory, but you get all the fucking blame.
Yeah.
And that's being a chef.
Yes. 1,000%.
If you can weasel out of it, then you're not the chef.
Yeah.
If you didn't pay for it in some shape or form, you're not the chef.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better.
There you go.
There are a shit ton of people, especially, it was bad before, but after social media, there are shit tons of people who have no business calling themselves a chef.
And like, people are going to hate. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this.
Please. I want to hear it.
I'm going to get a lot. Give it to me. But
bring on the hate.
But the title of private chef, no, fuck you. You're a cook. You're a private cook. If there's no time stamp on what you need to do, if there's no pressure, if there's no like a repetition, like you a dish that you like you're a private cook has to change up the menu every day.
I want you to know
there's actually more difficulty in ideas and originality.
Right.
So I'll give you kudos and credit for that.
Yeah, actually, very good point.
You know what I mean?
We're not saying private chefing isn't a hard-ass job. Having to cater to a very specific taste that can change on a whim at any moment, that is not hard. There are some of these people that have private chefs. These guys go fucking crazy because they'll say they'll have something prepped out and then all of a sudden the head of the house says, nah. I feel like doing something else, and they have to fucking run their ass. And,
every night, every day is like it's like a cooking show where you get surprise ingredients. Which again, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Like cooking shows frustrate all those things where you have to figure it out and you're under pressure.
Yeah.
Like no,
yeah.
I figured out my dishes. I sat down. I fucking thought about it. I'm like trial and error. I didn't figure it out in like
20 minutes. Come
on.
But yes, I agree with you. The term of chef, you are the
leader. Is abused.
is abused and it is thrown around way too easily.
It's like a chef is the leader of the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a kitchen where there are people showing up to serve, you know, guests, then you're not a chef.
Yeah. And you are in charge of everything that goes
I know I'm going to get shit for the private chef.
I mean, this.
So what's wrong with being a private cook?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with the word cook?
Actually, yeah.
What's wrong with that word? Yeah. You know, I have a lot of family members that are great, amazing cooks. They'll prepare better dishes than I could ever dream of making.
Very good point. Yes. A good cook should be better than the chef.
I mean, dishes that I like. I'm still chasing the fucking dishes my grandmother make. And I've been unsuccessful. I've come close. But she's way better a cook than I ever was. Mm-hmm. But she's definitely not a chef.
Right, right. She couldn't manage. You're managing everything that goes in and out of that restaurant, person or not.
Yeah.
Ingredient, piece of paper, the money.
You have to balance equipment, storage, deliveries, payroll, employees, fucking customers. Like and a boss. You might have a boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Investors. That you have to balance as well. So I fully agree with you. I want you to know, Frenchie, this podcast is either completely hated right now or beloved after what you just fucking said.
I'll be forgiven. I'll be forgiven. I always get forgiven. People love me. They forgive me.
I don't know. Maybe not with that ego. Jesus Christ.
What? No. If you put out love and understanding, you get it back.
Put out love? You just spent fucking 20 minutes shitting on the private chef industry.
I just want to, like, it's like the terms have to be properly used. Like in France, you know, people, not everyone.
Celebrity chef. Oh, I don't like that one.
Okay, I don't like celebrity chef. But in France or any, like, you know, like if you go into our world, you will be very careful if you call yourself chef in front of them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes,
because we will shit on you. Yeah. Like, what? You're what? we will fucking rip you apart. In France, you can't legally call yourself a chef if you don't have those specifics.
Oh, man. You French really have serious rules when it comes to food. And, like, even with croissants, you guys have laws.
Yeah.
Like, written laws as to what a croissant is.
Well, yes, because look what fucking happens.
Yeah.
You get fucking cronuts. Which are fucking delicious.
They are delicious. They're so good.
But they're, you know, at least it doesn't call it croissant. But listen, look, like, even the word restaurant. We've had issues with the word restaurant.
Yeah.
How the word restaurant is used. And now the chef is just like in the same world is being misused.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but it is.
Love your stance. This is why I appreciate you, man. You say it like it is. You say what's on your mind. Sometimes to your own detriment. But in this case, I fully agree with you.
Well, until we get hurt, what if we get hurt?
Hurt?
Yeah. Well, good thing I don't read the fucking comments.
All right, buddy. We're going to end today with some viewer comments.
Hey, if there was something to be read, you would tell me, right? Have you ever come up on something negative?
All the fucking time. Mainly about me, though.
Oh, but what about me?
No, everyone loves you.
Yay!
Oh my God, actually.
What?
What? So I did some bad math on my Osmongold video. I reacted to Guga reacting to Osmongold steak. Remember that steak I made for Guga when we were in Miami?
Oh, your best steak ever that you were involved with?
No, the other video. Fuck, you don't fucking remember. Anyway, I reacted to somebody. I did some bad math at the beginning of the video. I caught myself later in the video.
But it didn't catch on.
But no one watched till the end. So all of Osmongold's followers think I'm a moron because all the comments was just shitting on my bad math.
Did he comment on that?
No, he didn't. But I did admit at the end of the video, like, oh, fuck, I calculated that wrong and I redid it. But anyway, I'm an idiot to many people on the internet.
Once you send shit out into the internet universe,
like
there's no way of grabbing back and correcting it.
No. And also, like, you know, I watched.
So we need to be careful what we put out.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Well, I mean, listen, even Amy brought up, like, hey, you did some bad math at the beginning. I was like, fuck, you know, even she's saying something about it. But I put it out because it was genuine. And I hope that the people who do watch through the video see that, I'm being authentic. And we all make fucking mistakes. And it's a reaction video. It's my first time fucking watching it. Like, I'm not going to be right on the money every single time. I don't remember every cooking technique I learned in culinary school that I only use once or twice.
As my father would always say, he would always tell me every time I used to get uppity with him, he would say, I've forgotten more than you'll ever fucking know.
That's awesome. That is such a good line.
It is.
Wow.
I wish there was a way to fit that I've on used a it t-shirt. Since.
Yeah?
What? Trademark. Trademark.
All right, buddy.
We need to, like, for lack of a better word, but we need to resurrect my dad in some shape or form and, like, a meme or something like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
He would hate it. He would absolutely fucking hate it.
Oh.
He had such issues with, like, celebrities and just being in like a public figure and everything like that. He would hate it.
All right, guys, this was a blast. I want to do some viewer comments, but before we get into viewer comments,
that's my favorite part.
Your favorite part.
I love this.
I do want to remind everybody, you can join the Discord server, link in the description below, or you can join and become a patron. By becoming a patron, we absolutely prioritize your viewer questions, and it will definitely be put onto an episode. However, if you want to send video, we will feature that as well. Send it to soyouwantogetfat@gmail.com. We would love to hear your questions with that said.
So you want to get fat. That's
I love it.
I wonder who came up with that.
Blondie.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
All the credit to Blondie.
Fuck.
What is your favorite Malaysian dish?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you had Malaysian food before?
I wouldn't know.
So do you want to go for another Feasty Boy segment? We haven't done that for a few episodes. Okay. All right. Let us know in the comments below what dishes Frenchie should try as far as Malaysian cuisine goes. For me, it is curry laksa. I fucking love curry laksa.
But it's not like English curry, right?
No. Southeast Asian style curry.
Curry. Remind me again so I don't sound stupid. The definition of curry. It has to be a certain amount of certain spices, right?
Yeah.
But there's thousands of recipes.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, by region and all that shit, you know, some places have this ingredient, some places doesn't. But I'm talking about Malaysian style curry laksa soup.
Like, curry is not a constant. It could be.
There's tons of different styles. I mean, even the popular ones like Thai curry green, there's red. Yeah, but
you have to look at it from people who are not cooks or chefs. Or like, it's like, pepper, black pepper. It's like, you know exactly how that's going to taste. You're saying curry, you don't know exactly how that's going to taste.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Next question, though.
Did I dumb it down?
You did.
I did.
This is funny. This would be the next question. You got a fave Vietnamese dish? Actually, there's a lot of history in Vietnamese and French. Yeah.
Not a very good history.
Yeah, definitely not. But do you have a favorite Vietnamese dish?
No.
No?
No.
Do you know any Vietnamese dishes?
I'm sure I do. I just can't think of one right now.
Pho?
Oh, yeah.
Summer rolls?
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, but...
Banh mi's?
That's true. Okay, yes. Okay, so yes. Right. I love all of it.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Asian food. Who fucking doesn't like Asian food?
There are definitely people out there.
I'll now show you a miserable fucking person. Come on. But, like, there is not one chef who will not admit...
Very good. Very good
Who will not admit that what they want to eat when they get off... From work, they like fucking Chinese
food. It's either greasy American food and or...
It's diner.
Asia. Yeah.
It's either diner, pizza because you were at the bar first.
Yeah.
And that's, that's what's left.
Yeah.
But it's usually Chinese food, diner, and then you go down the line of pizza, Italian food or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Chinese food is top of the list. How many times like chefs love to go out together... At a fucking Chinese restaurant and just fucking order everything on the fucking menu. Oh, I missed those. I missed that.
I think we need to do that soon.
We need to get some more chefs.
Yeah. Be down.
Real chefs. Not cooks. Not inviting any cooks.
We'll call Ed Cotton for sure.
No, Ed.
Ed Cotton.
Ed Cotton. Who would...
Runner up on Top Chef season 12. Good buddy.
I'm trying to think of who comes up, right away. Harold Moore. He's a great eater.
Okay.
Because there's being chef and then they're great eaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like,
there's definitely a difference. 100%.
You know, when you sit next to someone and he goes, we'll have this side of the menu. And you're going, yeah, baby. That's, you want to hang out with that, that excitement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And a lazy Susan doesn't fucking hurt.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's do one more. Question, what's your most sold item on the menu?
Oh, that for me, that's easy. It goes duck burger.
Which burger?
French onion soup burger.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
I just wanted you to specify.
The burger goes. It's always up there. Then it spikes and then comes back. But it's, you know, every time you speak of it, it spikes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the duck, you know, the showmanship of the duck, and then nobody cooks a duck like I do anymore. All the foods that I have on my menu, every fucking French restaurant used to have those particular items, 40s, 50s, 60s, and then the golden days of restaurants, which was like the 60s and 70s into the beginning of the 80s. That's what they, like, we call a golden age of restaurants. Mm. And French restaurants, like, you could, like, had the same items, but everybody had to make them uniquely theirs. Mm-hmm. Like, right now you can go into, like, everything's a bistro and everything, and it tastes the same. It's like it's been dumbed down to, like, the 101 recipe of the cookbook, you know? Yeah. Like, you can get anybody to do it.
Right.
But, like, I mean, I'm hungry.
I am hungry.
Fuck me. I'm
hungry. Can we get some food?
I'm trying to hold off till I can order you something, of course.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to get the duck, baby. For my restaurant, for Mission Sandwich Social, number one seller, I would say, I think now the number one seller is probably the Tim Howley, named after a guitarist of Fit for an Autopsy. It's Peruvian-style chicken, pepper jack cheese, guacamole, and aji verde sauce, lettuce, tomato. Pretty damn awesome. And then number two would probably be the Steve Byrne. That's the one with the Korean barbecue, kimchi, french fries, and ranch dressing. May sound weird, but I am telling you, it's pretty damn awesome. Those are our top two sellers for sure.
You don't have a sandwich named after me?
Well, I think we're going to need to.
Can I make it?
Yeah.
Bread, butter, ham, cheese. That's it.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You guys want to eat the Frenchie? All right.
That would have been the first time I heard that.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed So You Want to Get Fat podcast, because we definitely did. This was a blast, buddy. Good to see you.
It's good.
I always look forward to these.
This is the highlight of my week.
Hell yeah.
No. I don't want to take that back because, like, no, I have kids. I have a baby. that's not going to bode well for me.
It's definitely the highlight of my week.
No, this is nice. Especially that we have our safe space now.
Yes.
You know? You don't have strangers walking by, yeah. Or, like, I don't have to fucking commute.
Ugh. Well, I mean, the studio's pretty much done. This room's pretty much done. We're going to be adding additional cameras to have additional guests. But after that, this room is done.
And two more guests. Nothing more than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
All right.
But two more guests. This room will be done after that. And then we move on to the other room behind those green doors where we're going to eventually do cooking videos.
What's behind the green door?
My goodness.
But anyway, you know what I thought about? Like, if we all wanted to play music, do you play it off this, or should we have a system in here to play music if we wanted to play music?
Well, play music for what? Because I've thought about that.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I just, like, just install a sick sound system just to have.
Yes. You know.
Do it if you want to do it.
Growing up, man, I had to have that tower stereo. I needed to have that six stereo in my car. Like I feel like a source of music needs to be.
Okay. I mean, I'm playing it from the computer for now, but let us know. What sound system should we put here? I'm very curious because I have some ideas, but I always like to hear from other people.
A Bose speaker?
No, fuck Bose. No, there's so many things.
What's way the better Sonos?
Sonos is great, but I'm talking like pro level stuff. Like,
I'm trying to get Blondie's dad to give us his old antique speakers that are like this fucking high.
Ooh. If you can do that, I will get my dad's Pioneer amplifier system restored.
Oh, dude, I have to remind me to talk to him about the, and because I'm going to mention these speakers to you, and you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking...
I have my dad's. It needs to get restored, but it's an original 1970s Pioneer. How
fucking cool would that look? Two big-ass fucking speakers there?
That'd be sick. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for So You Want to Get Fat. I am Chef Brian Sow, not your typical chef.
Frenchie.
And we will see you really soon. Bye!
Do I still got good color?